in the limelight.
August 9th was the 76th anniversary of the attack that struck the Japanese people in a matter of 3 days, claiming hundreds of thousands of innocent victims and almost permanently contaminating the soil and water resources of the unsuspecting cities. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by the staff of Keihan International. This article is published under the heading Crying Need for Nuclear Disarmament. Stay tuned, please, for the details. August 9th was the 76th anniversary of the attack that struck the Japanese people in a matter of 3 days, claiming hundreds of thousands of innocent victims and almost permanently contaminating the soil and water resources of the unsuspecting cities. It is the day on which, in 1945, when the Second World War was virtually over with troops of Imperial Japan on full retreat from all war fronts, Nagasaki was targeted with an atomic bomb, following a similar attack wrought on Hiroshima on August 6th. Who was the culprit? Or more properly, the terroristic regime that slaughtered the Japanese men, women, and children, and even animals on a larger scale? History's most evil power, of course, which still continues its crimes against humanity all over the globe, through not just poking its dirty nose in the affairs of world countries, never letting them live in peace and security, but experimenting with more deadlier nuclear warheads that make the little boy and fat man dropped respectively on the two Japanese cities look insignificant. The United States of America is without the least doubt the incarnation of the devil, or else the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, would not have branded it the Great Satan. This satanic clique in Washington abhors disarmament of any weapons of mass destruction, nuclear, chemical, biological, and resorts to every pretext to build and stockpile devices that could blast the world to bits by wrongly accusing other countries of breaching what it calls international laws. As a matter of fact, the sadistic Yankees are the main violators of international laws and multinational accords. A glaring example is the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, which the U.S. forced upon the Islamic Republic in Geneva in 2015 regarding Iran's right to use nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, and then, after removing only a few and not all of its illegal sanctions, breached it by withdrawing completely from it. It wasn't an accord at all, and only a blackmail to release part of Iran's own frozen assets, in view of the fact that the United States regime, or any of the other five major nuclear armed powers, to the talks which forced Iran to reduce its uranium enrichment right to a mere 3.5% from 20% purity and close down some nuclear installations, never gave any concessions to reduce their own doomsday arsenals. Thank you. Let us forget this nightmarish experiment and learn an unforgettable lesson from it that on no account, whatever the magnitude of the crisis, national prestige and Islamic dignity should ever be mortgaged in exchange for a paltry sum. It is now time to look to the future that warrants coordinated efforts by the free world, not just for removal of any illegal American sanctions or any world state, but for forcing the U.S. and other nuclear armed states to dismantle their WMDs in order to make the world free of nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. As a remedy to this inhuman issue, we don't need deterrence that may lead to mutual assured destruction of any region or the whole world. What we require in this age of cyberspace and artificial intelligence is to explore the undiscovered vistas of modern science to develop the technology for neutralizing nuclear weapons, if not making them totally useless, so as to prevent any such attack by devils in human form as the satanic U.S. had wrought on Japan in 1945 through its atomic terrorism on a mass scale and refuses to admit its crimes against humanity.